So, we're going to let you go ahead and go.
Okay, so I'm the guinea pig on the first rapid fire. My title is, Do Crop Rotation and Tillage Affect Greenhouse Gases in Illinois? And our objective was to study that after 15 years of management, and I looked at nitrous oxide, carbon dioxide, and methane. And the importance of this study, we've kind of gone over a bunch in this presentation section. There's management practices such as cropping type, tillage, residue, and nitrogen fertilizer all affect the soil physical and hydrological conditions, which lead to greenhouse gas emissions. And nitrous oxide is very important as it accounts for the majority of N2O emissions in the U.S. And it also is 300 times the radiative force of carbon dioxide. And from the literature, they show that switching from primary tillage to no-till will help lower the greenhouse gas emissions because cumulative emissions from no-till are less than tillage. And they also showed that continuous corn emitted more than corn-soybean-wheat rotations. And the importance of my study is that most of those trials were focusing on tillage or rotation separately. Mine was together, and even fewer were over long-term stable systems. And my project spanned 4 years, from 2012 through 2015. And the plots were established in 1997 in Monmouth, Illinois. So here's the plot layout. We set it up in a randomized complete block design with four blocks with rotation and tillage as the main and subplots. And rotations were continuous corn, corn-soybean with both phases present, and corn-soybean-wheat, but we only sampled the corn and the wheat phases of that rotation, and then continuous soybeans. And also till and no-till for most of those, and the tillage was chisel-till, or chisel-plow. And we sampled the plots throughout the growing season, and the corn, we took samples in the row and between the row to account for the nitrogen fertilizer band. And just a quick statistical background, the cumulative fluxes were analyzed at the GLIMIX procedure in SAS, and years were random to show the differences in weather patterns, which are common for the Midwest. And all of the values that I'll show in the graphs coming up here are from back transformed values from a log normal transformation to adjust for normality. This is a quick weather data slide showing that the weather over the 4 years was variable, and 2012 was a drought year, but in the end, the total amount of rain was similar to the 25-year average, and you can just see that in the critical months for corn, there just wasn't any water. So my first result graph is the nitrous oxide emissions showing the rotation and tillage interaction, and it shows that continuous corn tilled emitted more than continuous corn no-till, but those were not different from the corn-soybean rotation for till and no-till. And the soybean phases and wheat phases were all lower than the corn phases. And all of those values are the means, but then the significance is from the back-transformed values. And I showed the nitrous oxide effect of rotation just to show that corn emits more than soybeans, and that the specific rotation effect shows that corn drives the emissions due to the nitrogen fertilizer inputs. And we didn't see any methane effects in this study, but we did see a slight effect of carbon dioxide on the corn phases, but not the soybean or wheat phases. So some conclusions to take home are, as we lower the number of corn years, greenhouse gas emissions are mitigated due to lower fertilizer inputs. And for the tillage part, we showed that tillage increases cumulative nitrous oxide emissions only in continuous corn compared to the other rotations, and we didn't see an effect on carbon dioxide emissions. and neither rotation nor tillage showed an effect on methane.
All right, thank you.